Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle reveals she was compared to Krusty the Clown in school, and that's the attention-getting headline from the Daily Mail. In her conversation last week with Ellen, Meghan revealed that she was compared to the Simpsons character Krusty the Clown as a child after attempting to replicate actress Andie MacDowell's perfectly curly haircut in the movie Four Weddings and a Funeral. It was during a conversation about the book that Meghan spoke about the taunting she faced from her peers in middle school in Los Angeles after she tried to style her ethnic hair in the same way as Andie's character from the 1994 British rom-com. Talk show host Ellen pulled up a page from Meghan's children's book, which featured a self-portrait that Meghan had drawn, and then questioned the Duchess about her hairstyle and the self-illustration. Ellen said, "Let's talk about your hair." Meghan explained, "This is what I looked like when I was 10 or 11. The reason my hair looks like that was because I was obsessed with Andie MacDowell in Four Weddings and a Funeral. All I wanted was a perfect little curly haircut, so I went to the hairdresser and got it." However, while the Duchess noted that her new hairstyle looked amazing for the first day after her haircut, she admitted that it didn't stay that way for very long. "On that first day, I was like, this is amazing, I look like Andie MacDowell," she recalled, while sharing a childhood image of herself sporting the curly do. "But it was though everyone forgot to tell me that you have ethnic hair, you're not going to look like Andie MacDowell in Four Weddings and a Funeral. I go to school and they said I look like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. It was a real bummer, but I had a whole vibe happening." Although Meghan and Harry won't be coming home for Christmas, might they be coming home for a baptism or two? Prince Charles was spotted collecting water from the River Jordan during last week's trip. "It is pure water blessed from the spot where Jesus was baptized," the Director General of the baptism site Rustam Mikjan told The Telegraph. "It is holy and blessed from this particular spot in the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan." Mikjan also confirmed that the water could be used for future baptisms, according to the Daily Mail. Palace Intrigue will be right back. With Black Friday being a huge shopping day in the States, perhaps Meghan is out at the mall right now getting something for Harry's grandmother. And what might she get in return? That's unclear, but we have learned that the Queen buys every staff member a £6 present from Tesco for Christmas each year. Every year, the 1,500 staff members are reportedly given the same festive gift, although the annual ceremony was cancelled last year due to coronavirus restrictions. The tradition was originally started by Her Majesty's grandfather, George V. Each member of the workforce gets a Christmas pudding. The Royal Family website confirms this, stating, "All members of the royal household will receive Christmas presents from the Queen, and Her Majesty will personally hand out presents to some members of the royal household at Buckingham Palace and at Windsor Castle. About 1,500 Christmas puddings paid for by the Queen through the Privy Purse are distributed to staff throughout the palaces, staff in the Court Post Office and Palace Police. Each pudding is accompanied by a greeting card." The Express floats a scenario in which Kate and William host this year's Christmas gathering. The couple's Anmer Hall, a 10-bedroom country home on the Queen's privately owned Sandringham estate, would make it easy for the family to continue their long-standing tradition of walking to nearby St. Mary's Magdalene Church to attend a service on Christmas Day. Following this, the family can return to Sandringham property for Christmas lunch. Anmer Hall's garden boasts a Wendy house, a wooden seesaw, and a large lawn surrounded by plants. Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis fancy a runaround or if they want to utilize any new Christmas gifts. The house also boasts large sash windows with white frames that overlook the garden, which could be the perfect place to spot snow from, if a white Christmas is on the cards. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.